Well, we're going to be joined tonight by something I said I never would do on this broadcast, is get into politics. Well, I'm going to get into politics tonight. Lisa Eichheit has joined us at my request, and we're glad to have her. And her campaign coordinator, as I've been told to say, Leanne Bedsoe. And she's running for, as we have discussed on this broadcast several times, it's the new court that has been created, General Sessions Judge Part 4. And this is something this county had to have with the recent shutdown. The county took over the, we'll get into all that. And, you know, a lot of you know it, that you listen regularly. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit. Okay? And we are running a little bit late tonight, so Dalton, I'm going to go ahead and let you play us the end. Let's say my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I am a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
You're tuned in to the PI program. Tips and tales from longtime licensed private investigator Edwin Lee Raymer. Taking your calls at 893-1450 on the PI program.
All right. Running a little bit late tonight, but not a problem. This is the PI Show with me, Edwin Lee Raymer. This broadcast is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450 and 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight, and you can reach Lisa and Leanne at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Or you can message us on Facebook, as many of you do throughout the broadcast, at Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee Legal / Law. Or you can send a text to me, as many of you do throughout the broadcast, on my private line, 615-390-7219. Our email address is privateinvest@bellsouth.net. And, by the way, if you want to call with a question, and some of you may, if you don't want to go on the air, Dalton Barrett here will take your question. And also, they can send you a text, correct? All right. So, and you can listen live at www.wgnsradio.com. I want to welcome Lisa. I want to welcome Leanne. You got them queued up, ready to go? Let's get them on the air. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Ed. Thanks for having me.
I am tickled to death. Leanne?
Hello, Ed.
It's a surprise. campaign coordinator. Wow. That sounds like a legal term to get you out of any trouble. You're the one who usually spends 6 months in prison somewhere.
How did you know my qualifications?
How's it going so far? I see you were at Fish Fry last night.
I was. I went to Las Casas Fish Fry last night. Yesterday afternoon was actually the Fun Fest in Laverne, so I went over there and did that and got to experience a wreck at 5 miles per hour with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department. They had a simulator.
Oh, man.
So I got to do that.
Great day.
I have a video, but we're probably not going to put that out anywhere.
Well, we'll show it here on the air tonight. And
Perfect.
I've got to ask, how are the puppies taking all this? Because I know your dogs are kind of like our daughter's golden retriever. I'm sure they're under a great deal of stress over this camp.
They are. I mean, they're just uptight all the time. But they did get a little bit of media the other day. The Pulse came and interviewed them over at my office, since I bring them regularly to the office.
Right, so yeah.
I think they're, I don't know, they're getting big heads. They think they might make it big.
That's all we need. We've got a lot of these dogs. I'll tell you, this dog issue, yeah, is so important. You know, glad to have both of you all here. Had some folks in here earlier tonight. Kurt Wade, you know, we're in the heart of the political season here. We're going to talk about this as we, mm-hmm, as we go on tonight, and talk about whatever y'all want to. We don't really care. How many people are running for this seat, Lisa?
Everybody. I think somebody from Nashville tried to jump in too, but they didn't qualify. Okay. We've got 9 people running.
Now, I thought it was 8 or 9. I wasn't sure. Okay. All right. Dalton, if you will, take us to a break and play us into that. And we're going to listen to our good sponsors, J. Mullins Jewelers and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. This is the PI Show. Lisa and Leanne are here with us. And my name is Edwin Lee Raymer. Back with you in 2 minutes. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com. Or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits, the finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party. And Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Well, all right. Thank you, Dalton. And we are back. PI show. Me, Edwin Lee Raymer. I guess you're wondering why a PI show ever got into politics, but I don't really care. You know, I like this lady. I've known her for several years. I know your family and all that. Lisa, tell us, a lot of people in Ruff County know you, but tell us where you're from, how you, I know you've been in business 23 years. And,
right.
You know, and what made you want to
go into law or
well
go
no what made you want to run for office? I mean, have you had this animosity towards someone long or
well, I'll tell you what, I have been in practice for 23 years. I actually grew up here, went to Central Middle School, went to Riverdale High School, went to MTSU undergrad, got my law degree at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and then I started practice in 92, and now I have my own business, Eyeshide Law Office. And it just seemed to fit at the right time that for the last 23 years, Rutherford County has been so great to me. And I've done well. I've represented a ton of families in this community. And this community is reaching out. And all these things I've been going to, it just makes me more affirmed in my decision that I think I can help Rutherford County with my experience, with my knowledge of the law, and I think with my attitude. I
believe
to help.
So. Yeah, because folks, I want to tell you something, and we were talking about this before we went on air. This lady's family is top notch, okay? A little on the crazy side, but I mean, other than that.
That's what makes them so
that's
fun.
What makes, yeah, our family is too. I mean, everybody's kind of, you know, but your mother, and I hope she's listening, she is one of the sweetest ladies I have ever
Thank
met.
You.
She is the real deal. And I'm telling you, Leanne, you better get mom out there on every campaign stump and just stand her up there on the stump. Okay, so she's is Lisa's mom.
So sweet. And she has been so supportive, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
She's a great mom.
Yeah, she is. She went out to the fish fry with me last night and loved it. Well, of course, she loves the food, too. So, and
sure.
It was great
sure.
food out there, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's pretty much a tradition right now. And of course, we're from spring going into summer. Now, the election is August the 4th.
That's mm-hmm. correct. Early voting is July 15th through the 30th.
That's the greatest thing in the world. I stood in line my last time. My wife had told me for years, honey, why don't you go early vote? Of course, we men are smart, okay?
With the direction of your wife.
I told them one morning right up here, Bart Walker was here who is it? Donna Scott Davenport. And I said, they were talking about problems in the household, you know, and men beat their wife, whatever, you know. I said, I'll let you know right now. They went off the air. I didn't say it on the air. I said, I'll let you know right now. I run my house. And I've got my grocery list here to prove it. And Joni, she left me a grocery list. And I can't forget anything on the list if I do. And there's never any money offered. Just, hey, pick this up. So anyway. But I started early voting. And I stood in line my last time. I love it. I love it.
I think it's a great way for everybody to get out and not have to stand in line. Do it at your own leisure.
I mean, you got 14, 15 days to do it.
Now, again, this is countywide. This
is
for everyone in this county, everyone in Rutherford County.
It's a big county. I just figured that out. Very big.
You are.
A lot of people.
What will be your next stop? Do we have a campaign thing coming up? Are you going to have a rally? Or I didn't know. I really didn't
know. Since I went to high school here, went to college here, we're having a party June 2nd at Chris
Main
Hires.
Street. At the Main Street Music Emporium that is owned by Chris Hires.
Owned by Chris Hires, right.
And he has volunteered his place, and it is beautiful. If you haven't been, it is a great place to watch live music. And
I've got friends that go there. They say it's great.
It is a nice place. So we're going to do a June 2nd event, 5:30 to, we're going to say until, because this is kind of a different group, because these are people that have known Lisa since she moved here in eighth grade, and that's how I met her. And we have a very strong core of class of 1984 because we just want to see one of our graduates in a judge position.
Well, I saw that the other day, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we had the kickoff, and there was Tim Mullins.
Yes.
Jeff, you were tapping on this a while ago. This was made for me by Mullins. Jeff Mullins made this room.
You know what? They did my wrap on this ring.
Yeah.
I love the Mullins.
Joni wants one done, and... you know, the Mullins family, they speak for themselves as well. I mean,
we graduated with Tim.
You graduated with Tim.
Yeah, Jeff was older than us, and we graduated with Tim. Yep. A lot of the 84 class of 84 have stayed in town, and they've actually done well. Melissa Harrell, our clerk, we graduated with Melissa Harrell. She's our circuit court clerk.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
And, we've got a nice representation of people, and we have such a strong group that's helping Lisa in her campaign. We have a committee. That's why I didn't want to be called the manager, because it is a big committee, and Lisa has done a lot of this on her own, but that's Lisa. She's an overachiever, and she wants to do things the right way, and we're so happy to help her.
I mean, if you're going to do it. I mean, now, you've never run for office before.
No.
Maybe class president.
High school.
I always got that in high school.
School because no one else wanted it, you know, and but there's a lot to it. There's a lot, and there's expense involved.
Oh yes, right. A lot of expense. And we've been fortunate to get a lot of campaign contributions. Overwhelmed with them. It's really nice. And I'll tell you, no, I haven't run for office. This is very eye opening, but I think it's good. It's okay. And this is the cool thing about this judgeship. We have Donna Scott Davenport, our juvenile judge.
Right.
Never been a woman in Rutherford County to run for a judgeship in general sessions or circuit or chancery court.
You know, I read that here in the Daily News Journal. I pulled it up, copied it off. I'd never thought about it.
I think most people
haven't thought
about that. You know, and so,
I mean, it's like, you know, you need, I had, as Lisa knows, I had two ladies that came to work with me, Laura James and Krista Bearcat. And they notice things that men don't notice.
Yes.
And I debated forever about bringing them on. I talked to the wife. I said, you know, I don't know if I want to do this or not. I mean, it's lots of times a late night business, and it's a weekend business. And I don't know if their husbands would, you know, and me, and y'all have never seen this, but I'll blow a fuse in a minute. And I'll be hugging you 5 minutes later. But that's just the way I am. And I said, you know, so I went to their husbands to talk to them. And everything, that's fine. You know, you've told us what you're going to get for your buck.
Right.
You know? And they noticed women. You all notice things that guys don't notice. Right. We were on a case one night, and I've got some pictures of this individual. This guy was fooling around with this lady, and Krista was, I mean, said, she's got, let me see that other picture you had the other day. I said, okay. And she told me, said, she's got extensions in her hair. I said, so what? I don't know. Lady didn't have a job, and this guy was out. He was giving her money, and he was still married. And I said, so plus. She said, you know how much extensions are for women's hair?
A lot.
A lot. I said, where'd she get the money for that? Well, I don't know.
Well, thank God you hired.
I might get
some
for my campaign.
Yeah, exactly. I think Lisa would look so good with extensions.
Yeah,
I might
sure.
have to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen that, I'll tell you. You know, but you do have a different perspective. And,
right,
yes.
And women, of course, will nurture more than guys yes. do. You know, we've all seen, I was in Lawrenceburg one day over something down there, and, you know, the gentleman up there, I'm sure he's a fine fella, and I'm like, you just have a seat there, little fella. I'll be with you in just a minute.
Right.
Okay, yes, right. sir, whatever. You know, you don't have to treat people like that,
right.
you know.
Right.
But to get back to what we're talking about, this has been a long time coming, this judge, this position. And as I told you a few weeks ago, Mayor Burgess was good enough to call in to our broadcast here and explain what was happening. They took it off, took it over, of course, as was it April the 1st? And that's when they took it over for the
PCC. Probation office.
Probation yes. office, yes. And I think there's a fellow by the name of King that's running that.
Trey, yep.
Trey, is it?
Trey.
Okay.
I think his first name is Trey, and his... Somebody chime in. It's
after
9,
anyway.
So we've all shut down.
Okay, but anyway, the office will be there at the jail for this particular judgeship. And I know that's going to take some time. There'll be some humps and bumps in the road, but we'll get through them. But Mayor Burgess was right on top of this. The whole crew, they'd transitioned, opened up that Friday morning, April the 1st. Everything went very smooth.
I think, Lisa, I would like for you to tell them why you think this position is so important, and what attracted you to it?
Sure. We need to get into that. And if we run over, we take a break at 20 in a couple minutes, but go ahead.
Okay.
I want to do it. I'll tell you.
I think basically this position is so important because the people that are in the jail, they're locked up, and there's a 10-day rule. So they don't get to see a judge for 10 days, and it might be a crime that doesn't even require a sentence. I think the other day there was a public drunk, and the person was in jail, couldn't make bond. She got depressed, jumped off the balcony. And so if a judge is there every day, then we would see these inmates every day and determine a public drunk should not be held in jail. It's just shouldn't. It's not a sentence. And the cost of housing right. them. You got to understand we're all taxpayers, and I don't like to frivolously spend my money. Everybody knows that. $67 a day to house those inmates when we shouldn't be spending it.
Right.
This will save the county a lot of money.
And we're overcrowded. I'm reading every day about
Yeah,
how
I've
many
heard they've been sleeping
the
on the floor out there and everything else. This is the part that, but this judgeship here is the part that comes with the tremendous growth we had. And Lisa, you mentioned that. This county's been awfully good to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, when we moved here in 1980, I could take you out on farms and places now that wasn't nothing but just a slab of rock.
Right. Yep.
And today there's shopping centers standing there. Yeah, so. That's right. The county's been awfully good to a lot of people, but with that comes growth. And what, are we going to have another 100 to 150,000 in the next 12 to 15 years or something like that? That's hard to believe.
At least.
But we're not as big as Davidson County, and we've got more people in our jail than they do. So there's the wheels broke.
We're going to be back in a minute. We're talking with Lisa Eyeshide and her campaign coordinator, Leanne Bedsoe. Sounds so official. Play us some
it
music, Dalton. Pit number 7 there, if you would. Listen to a little Eddie Van Halen. How about
Ooh.
That?
Yeah.
No, that's what I recorded earlier. Okay, we'll be back with you. This is Ed Raymer of the PI Show. Talk to you in 2 minutes. Hey, everybody. I'm Edwin Lee Raymer, owner of Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee. Thanks for tuning us in tonight. Hope you're enjoying the show. You know, we hope you never need to use folks like us, but if you do, please feel free to give us a call at 615-390-7219. That number again is 615-390-7219. Or you're welcome to send me an email at privateinvest@bellsouth.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll get right back to the show.
Mindful Care Adult Day Services provides love, compassion, dignity, and joy. This is Tom Tozer, Board President. To learn more, call Mindful Care at 615-542-4371. That's 542-4371.
You can listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk. 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Dr. Victor Gian with Tennessee Oncology is our Heart for Healing honoree. A patient described him as a caring physician who takes the extra steps to care for you. They continue, Dr. Gian researches your best medical options. They note that even when the news may not be what anyone wants to hear, you can tell he cares. Thank you, Dr. Victor Gian, with Tennessee Oncology, for the compassion you bring to our community. They concluded, I believe God had our paths cross.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS. The honoree will enjoy a dinner for two at Peter D's Restaurant.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
You know, everyone likes my music.
Yes, I do.
Leanne, please get over here and sit down. You're going to hurt your back. You can't dance like that anymore.
Well, you know, Van Halen is big from my era, 1980s. So.
We went to go see Barry Manilow the other night. Joni got we got to go down and sit in the suite and all that stuff.
Wow.
With company she works for. And it was real nice. And he told a joke. He said, hey, I'm the Justin Bieber of the 70s and 80s.
He was.
I said, ask your mom.
And your grandma.
Yeah.
Everybody 70. Loved Barry.
He's 72 now.
And how did he look?
We'll go to a break here in a few minutes. I'll talk to him. He looked pretty. Of course, they're all going to look pretty good. Okay. I mean, they go to great pains. And you know.
And you were far away.
Well, no, they had the huge screen. Everything's so big now. The huge screens and everything. But, you know, I mean, he's 72, but he's still, I mean, he's still singing. Sounds the same. You know, he did a great job.
He always had a beautiful voice.
Yes, he did. He wrote some very good songs. He really did.
Yes.
Lisa Ishai is with us here at the PI Show. Me, Evelyn Raymer, coming to you from good old WGNS, AM and FM right here in Murfreesboro. Leanne Bedsoe is her campaign coordinator. And
very official.
Lisa's running for General Sessions judge. And I'm going to ask for your support for her because she's a good gal and good family and a home gal. Got an education here. You went to MTSU and then you went to UT for your law degree,
That's
right?
correct, yes.
Right. And you went to Riverdale.
I did.
Okay, all right.
Went to Riverdale, was on the softball team, volleyball team, swim team, band.
Swim,
I did it all.
I didn't know.
Was there school there? I don't know.
She was smart,
sports,
too. Don't let her fool you.
With the if she's got a law degree, she's got something going for her. I'll tell you that.
And she was voted wittiest of our senior class. Wittiest.
Yes, I can.
I have the picture.
Believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
We'll put that on. We'll put that on our Facebook.
I'll take your word for it. And
she's acting all shy tonight.
We're kicking her around pretty good. getting her ready for political life. You know,
it's true.
I'm so glad you came to do this. I really am. I do appreciate it because we do need someone of your caliber setting on that bench. Leanne, we were talking about that, her experience and everything. I mean, you've been doing this for 23 years. I mean,
long time. 23 years. Yeah. I started my practice myself. I went in with David Kies.
Right.
And basically, whatever case you got, you got. So there was a lot of eating beans and rice for a long time.
That's right.
And then I went out and opened up shop with Mark Rogers. I opened up my own, and then he said, do you want to come work with me? And of course, I did. It's always good for a young attorney to work with an older attorney because you think you know everything, but you really don't. And so they guided me. They did a great job. And then, of course, in the courtroom, when you have great judges like Royce Taylor and you've got now Mark Rogers, you had Chancellor Corlew was there.
Right.
I mean, he made me practice. He made me try cases on Saturday, and people don't believe that. But whenever that courthouse, whenever there was a case to be tried, and there was a day open, and Saturday was a good day for him, so we were over there trying cases on Saturday.
I believe it.
Wow, that's
I don't know how many people have been here. Michelle Blaylock Hauser, did you clerk under Judge Rutter?
No.
In practice at that
I was
time.
In practice.
That was before
Judge
you
Rutgers.
Became a judge.
Right.
But I have never met him personally. I've been in the courtroom with him on cases that I was working. But he seems like such a fine, just a fine person.
He is
Everyone
fantastic.
Speaks so highly of him.
He is. Very,
and I know
very nice.
In the cases I was involved in, of course, just in the investigative end of it, he did everything he could to be as fair to people as
yes,
he could. But
he does,
when
yes.
you're dealing with someone, you know, I got a good friend that works on me. You can't fix stupid, you know.
Right,
there's
right.
no pill to take. And I think he'd give people truly the benefit of the doubt every time he could.
Right.
And
those people that are standing before you, and we've all been there, and everybody listening, when they're standing in that courtroom, it's not the best day of their lives.
Oh, no.
They've got family
no.
that love them just like we do.
Right.
And they're sitting there, and you want someone that you know is going to be fair to them. And there's punishment that's probably deserved for whatever they did, but you don't have to be rude in administering
no.
it.
No, no, no.
And we need, you know, someone that's professional, and that's where I think Lisa would be excellent.
I've been in court with several of the judges on things we've done. I've won and I've lost. That's
yeah.
That's the game. You cannot right. take it personally. I do process service for a lot of these people. You cannot take it personally. I've had people, I get about one cuss in a month, you know. And,
right. right.
and any time, as you well know, Lisa, any time the separation has happened, it's a domestic case, money's tight, tempers are,
yes.
are strained.
It's
and,
stressful.
And I understand that,
yeah,
you know,
right.
and especially if there's children involved. So
yeah.
this is, you know. And you've seen that.
Oh,
we
yes.
We all have. But one thing I wanted to touch on, too, we'll talk about later, too, and even now. Mayor Burgess had mentioned trying to put some programs in place to yes. help some of these people
right.
that
Oops.
Have drug addiction problems,
right.
alcohol addiction. I mean,
parenting issues.
Oh, my
I
goodness.
Mean, just learning how to parent if you've never...
right.
And I could mm-hmm. kind of speak to that a little bit, actually. My sister is teaching those classes at the probation and parole. She just got that
really?
Position, yes.
Right.
And she is so excited to help people. I think they've gotten people that have helping hearts, and she's an educator by trade. And so they've got all the classes that are available up there. You know, parenting, shoplifting classes, things that'll help people maybe
yeah.
not come back.
Right. Yep.
You know, she's working on curriculum for those courses. They did have a GED, but our county offers that. So there are ways for these people, because they are crimes, but they're misdemeanors. They're
right.
not.
Right.
And that's what this judgeship would be. It'd be handling misdemeanor offenses, and that's
right.
And what happens is they get lost in the cracks. Just what I said. Say some lady writes a bad check for $150 and her bond's $100.
Right.
Well, if she had $100 or even $200, she wouldn't be in jail. So then she sits there again for 10 days. We're paying for $67 a day.
$670.
Yes.
Exactly.
See, I've never, this is the first I've ever heard. I haven't heard this.
And Mayor Burgess, I went and met with him, and he was very kind to talk to me when I told him that I was thinking about running for this, and then
good.
I am running for this. And he talked to me for 30 minutes, and it's a great idea is for the judge that is in the jail, we'll send that person to where Leanne was just talking about, through our probation office, a credit counseling. They will go do that. They'll show the judge they've completed it. They paid the check. And then we get rid of this case. And we're not housing them. We're not, you know, it's helping them, because usually it's the poor that can't afford. They're
true.
In this cycle and they can't get
right.
out of it. And we could either keep locking them up over there in 840 and all of us, and I mean the jail, all of us pay for it.
Right.
Or we fix it. And this is a great way to do it. And I'm glad we got rid of the private probation office. I think our Rutherford County is going to do a fantastic
you
job
said
with this
it,
new
sister,
one.
Because that place over there, and I know, and I've told this before, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Now, this is me talking now, people. All these young people that came to me told me the same story. And Lisa, I think I told you this the other day.
You did.
They kept $400, $500, $600 in charges. It turned into $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000
right.
in charges. And said it's nothing but just it was a money thing. But right. thank goodness that door is shut. We've moved on. And it sounds like the whole thing, this is going to be good for Rutherford
right.
County.
Yes.
We're going to go to a break at 31 past. If you would, Dalton, pick out a good one for us, whatever you want to play. Talking with Leanne Bedsoe, Lisa Eyeshide, and she's running for General Sessions Judge, Part 4. Edwin Lee Raymer, the PI Show. We'll be back with you on the other side of this break. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party, and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Oh, me, it's Dio.
Yes.
I got one Ronnie straightened Jones. Out, now the other. Lisa, sit down. You're not in your 20s anymore, I'm sorry.
You're right.
Not over the hill, but please sit down and quit dancing like that. And folks, I've lost total control of this little broadcast. We're in trouble, Dalton. But anyway,
yes,
we'll continue to have fun. We don't care. P.I. Show, me, Evan Lee Raymer. Leanne Bedsell's here with Lisa Eyeshide, who's running for General Sessions Judge, Part 4. We're talking about experience. Goodness knows, after 23 years, you've seen a little bit. You've had criminal cases.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
As Steve Waldron calls us, we're country lawyers, and that means we have to do
right.
a little bit of everything, and then you get your
sure.
niche. And so I do a lot of domestic. I do a lot of criminal defense. As I got older in my practice, I'm now doing more estates, and because my friend's parents are dying, I lost my dad last year.
I know, yeah.
And another reason I guess people ask why I'm doing this is he and I talked some about it and whether I would do it or not. And this came up just now. The next election is when I'd be. I know nobody's going to believe this, but I'll be 56 the next election.
Yeah.
And so wow. I just thought, you know, I think I'm gonna. Somebody told me to do it, and maybe my dad's kind of pushing me, and because I've got a great practice, so I just think it's something that I feel like I need to do. I feel like I could help Rutherford County. I absolutely do. I think maybe Dad's kind of pushing me a little bit. And,
right.
And that's kind of why I've jumped into this race.
Well, I told her when her dad passed away, and I did not know that, her dad had a law degree.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
He was an attorney.
Yeah.
And Lisa said, yeah, he's an attorney, but he never did practice. I said, he's a pretty sharp lawyer then, wasn't he?
Yeah. He graduated from Creighton University up in Nebraska, and he passed the Iowa bar and the Nebraska bar. He was very smart. I'd come home from law school, and I'd never opened that tax book. It was pristine. Yeah. And every time I came in, he said, let me see your book. And that's the one he'd want. And he read it. I mean, he was very intelligent when it came to the tax law. He loved it.
Wow.
My wife's an accountant. I don't know how I leave that. She can document where we bought our last tube of toothpaste. You know, that's fine. Wow. That's very impressive. But
yeah,
as I said before, us men, we have another way. I keep everything on the dash of the truck.
Yeah, sliding back and forth.
Yeah, just whatever. Well, I'll get it, you know.
Well, I know Lisa's represented a lot of people I know. And and always done it with such grace. I think
she would be a
perfect judge, because I've never seen her get upset. I've never seen her tired. I mean, this campaign is we've been running and gunning.
Oh yeah.
Since she decided to do it. And so sometimes I'll say to her when it's 11:30 at night and we're still texting, hey, what's for tomorrow? And she's got to be at a breakfast at 6 a.m. And
right.
I'm like, how are you doing this? And she said, maybe it's my dad. I don't know. I just feel compelled to do it. And it gives us energy.
It does.
You know.
It could be. You never know until you walk in someone else's shoes. You just never know. And I think it's great. I'm glad you're doing it. We'll see what happens and where we wind up here. Now, we've got, less than, 90 days now? We're getting pretty close.
It's
August the 4th.
Well, 60 days now. Well, today's the 15th. So,
okay.
60 days to early voting, July 15th.
Right.
I mean, this is a very short period. And that was appealing, too. Let me just tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how people run year-long campaigns. And I know the judges did it 2 years ago. And good Lord, I couldn't imagine how our the president is doing.
Oh, I don't know. No,
it's
crazy. Of course, in all fairness, they have lots of
staff.
And multi-million-dollar budgets. And,
right.
You know.
Yeah. And we have a cell phone and about 12 people.
I know.
And my
mother.
Lisa's mother.
We drag Miss Kay out. This is Lisa's mom. Take a look at her.
Exactly.
Pat her
bless
on the back and say hi.
She does enjoy the free lunches.
She does.
We can get her anywhere. We do a lot of campaign lunches because it seems so natural for us to be eating. And just
I'd like to get in on that if you don't mind.
I would love it. The more people that go, the easier it is, because you go, we see people that we know, and you hate to call people and tell them that. And it's hard to go up to people and ask, we would love your support and love your vote. But people are so receptive to it. But when they see us out as a group, it seems to be a lot easier for us to say, hey, would you please come meet my friend Lisa, who's running, and everybody's been so kind, and we haven't had anything crazy happen yet.
Not yet.
holding
my breath. 60 days.
I understand, but I have never had, but maybe one or two people come up and shake my hand and say, "Hey, I'm running for this or that.
Right?
Will you vote for me?"
Yes.
And I don't think there's a lot of people that know. You know, Facebook is a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. But there's nothing that beats personal contact. I think all the presidents would tell you, they say that anyone that's ever shook your hand, they'll vote for you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hands to shake.
I agree. Right. But I've seen most people say, and when Lisa goes up, I'll go, "Go over there, go over there." That's really what I'm here, just to go over there.
She pushes me in.
She goes up and goes, "Hi, I'm Lisa Eyeshot. I'm running for General Assistant Judge Part 4. I'd like your vote." And people are like, "You're the first person to ask me." So
I know.
You know what?
It's unbelievable.
I definitely will.
You've got to go ask them for the vote, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's so easy to Facebook, because you can hide behind your computer.
Oh, I know.
But we're all forcing ourselves to get out, and I have no problem getting out, honestly.
I think me and you got something in common there, but
we like to get out.
No, I won't say anything politically about this, but when she had her kickoff over there, she got up to give her a little talk.
Yes.
I told some guy beside me, I said, if she gets up and says, "We're going to make America great again," I'm out. Dalton, let's go to a break, okay? Dalton, wake up. We're going to a break.
Dalton's mesmerized with my beauty. He can't help it.
Back in a minute, Edwin Lee Raymer, the PI Show.
He can't stop.
It's time again to salute our educator of the month. And this month, it's kindergarten teacher Amy Areola at Las Casas Elementary. News Radio WGNS's Melissa Miller had the chance to catch up with Amy.
What do you do here every day that makes kids love to come to school?
We just try to have fun and teaching the skills fun activities that we do.
What made you want to become a teacher?
I took a class in high school. It was a child care class, and so we got to plan lessons and work work with preschoolers, and I just loved it. Ever since then, that's just what I wanted to do.
Did you think you would always teach kindergartners?
I didn't. I'm an early childhood major, so it's only fourth grade and below, but I taught pre-K when I first started, and then I've taught first grade in kindergarten, and I've done a little bit of second.
We just thank you for what you do.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
The Educator of the Month salute is sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, L&K Trophies, and Toots Good Food and Fun.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Jean Armstrong is our outstanding volunteer. She's so active in her church, and always encourages others, goes the extra mile, and heads up the Young at Heart group at First Baptist Church here in town. And with her decorating skills, she has a flair of lifting up others. Jean Armstrong, definitely our Toots Outstanding Volunteer.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. We've been so blessed here in Rutherford County, and we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our three Rutherford County locations. Our original Toots on Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at South Church Street and Barfield Road.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Folks, this is the PI show with me, Edwin Lee Raymer. And, you know, there's certain things in life that you just never know. We've been discussing lip gloss. Now, not that I've ever used lip gloss, and Dalton doesn't either. But what's your favorite blend there?
This is Revlon's Natural Blush. And I'm just saying that. I make Lisa wear it to every event, whether she wants to or not. We're going to have a campaign lip gloss.
My mom's wearing it now.
Her mom's wearing it as well.
Mom's wearing it. Okay,
we think
Mom.
It makes your message more appealing if you're glossy. Just saying.
I guess it does. Leanne, if we're still on the air next
week, we are making our guys wear it. Bart's, I mean, what the heck?
Bart's and exactly. Yeah, great, beautiful.
Bill Wilson, he wants to know
the makeup and all that. And I told Joni, my wife, which I'd love to have you all meet her. You know, and y'all do a lot of stuff with your hair. You know.
Well, we try to. Not tonight.
Not for radio.
This is radio.
Yeah. But I told John, I said, listen, honey, what would you think if I walked in one afternoon with my hair dyed jet black? She said, well, I think you'd lost your mind. I said, that's what I'm talking about, okay?
You would kind of look like, what's his name from the Addams Family? With the, you know, the dad.
You talking about Ted Cruz?
You would look like Ted Cruz, Ed.
Huh?
You would look like Ted Cruz. I like your salt and pepper, though.
Okay.
Don't anything to it.
Salt and pepper's
here. Shut her mic down. That's the end of this one. All right, Miss Ashad, you are now on your own.
Don't take her away.
These two are something else, and I've known Lisa for several years. But we've got a call?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Yes, do we have a call? Hello?
It's okay. We won't hurt you.
Do you wear lip
Hello?
Gloss?
Hello? Is the caller there?
It's probably about the lip gloss.
It could be.
It's a busy, busy tone. Oh, there
Hello?
He is.
Who have we got here? Turn your radio down.
Oh, it's probably Bill Wilson.
It could be Bill.
Tell him to call back. Please call back. Okay? Give.
Wait, hello?
Hello, yes, we've got you.
Okay, good. Good. This is Marty Luffin in Smyrna calling.
Hello, Marty. How are you?
I'm pretty happy at the moment.
Well, I'm glad we're entertaining you, Marty, because that's what it's all about, is keeping people happy.
I just want to make a comment on her comment a while ago. Many years ago, when Steve Daniels was an attorney, he actually came to my office in Smyrna and asked me personally for my support and my vote. Well, because he did that, I said, yeah, I'll be glad to help you. And I think the judge at the time was Whitney Stegall. Is that his name, Whitney?
Mm-hmm. That yes. Stegall, was one of them, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
So anyhow, Steve and I went door to door in Smyrna, knocking on doors and getting people to commit to a vote. And I was a State Farm agent at the time, so I knew quite a few people down there.
Sure.
And so he won. He carried Smyrna overwhelmingly.
Wonderful.
And one of the subdivisions that he carried was right off of, it used to be called J.S. Young Road in Smyrna.
Okay.
It's called, yep. I think, Nissan Boulevard now, Nissan That's Drive.
Right.
Well, anyhow, the judge, the current judge at the time, was first cousins with Sam and Knox Ridley.
Oh.
Well, that didn't go over real good, so the next thing I know, that subdivision that used to be inside the city limits of Smyrna was de-annexed, and it became county, and they lost all their police service and fire service and
really?
Everything else.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
There's no politics down here, I can assure you.
It sounds like y'all are a politic-free zone. So.
Yeah, really.
But what are you doing Saturday?
We'd like to ask for your vote right now.
We can go door-knocking tomorrow night. I'll come pick you up.
Yeah.
Mark, I want one of those free meals that y'all were talking about.
That's right. What I'm in for. Hey, Marty, I did want to tell you this, and I've been meaning to call you. You do know me, but you've forgotten me. Years ago.
I blew you out of my mind. I didn't forget you. I blew you out of my mind.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. It's great. Between you and these two up here, you know, there's not much left. Anyway, you sponsored
Where did we first meet, Ed?
You sponsored our son's Little League baseball team years
ago.
Oh,
yeah.
And they won the championship, and you came and were good enough, and you fed them pizza and all that, and that's how I knew you. And I've always kept you high on the list.
I remember that party. I remember well,
aww,
yeah.
Right. That's sweet.
And that's not
I didn't have any money. I maxed out a credit card doing all that crap.
Well, he appreciates that.
We appreciate
He's
it.
He's still paying on that credit card at 27%.
Okay. Marty,
well,
thank you so
much. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate your call. Marty Loughlin.
Yeah, he needs to go door to door with us. We're starting that up, too.
Door to door?
Yes. And
well, don't get scared.
Please answer your door.
I'm an ex-insurance man. I, you know, like I said, I serve, I've, you know, and... Of course, it may scare some people to see me.
You know what? I've never seen so many people excited about door knocking. I'm not kidding.
My campaign committee.
The campaign committee is like, when are we going to door knock? When are we going to go door to door? I can't wait to go door to door. Kelly Leonard.
Yeah. Bill Wilson.
Bill Wilson. We have the best. I promise you, if you answer your door to the Lisa Eichhardt campaign committee, you will have a good time.
They will make you laugh.
We will. Yeah. We all think we're comedians, and we have other jobs. But.
Well, I'd keep your day job, huh? Oh, we've got to get some of that lip gloss. Yeah, I'm going to stop by Walmart on the way home, pick up a couple barrels of that. But what are we going to finish up with, ladies? When we get back, we're going to a break here in just about a minute. Where do you want to go from here? Lisa, your day.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am overwhelmed about the support that I have gotten. So yeah. I was kind of, when I threw it out there, I thought everybody say, you have lost your mind, don't do it. And they all supported me. And like Lee said, we've got a great committee. My high school, my college girls, my sorority sisters are all coming out. Of course, my family's coming out for me and helping me. And without the support of them and their encouraging words, because you have good days and bad days. And,
sure.
It just helps bring you back up and ready to go back out there again. So I appreciate every one of them.
We're going to go to our last break. Dalton, if you play us into it, you are listening to the PI Show. I've got Leanne Bedsoe. I've got Lisa Eichhardt running for General Sessions Judge, Part 4. We're glad you're joining us tonight. Appreciate Marty Loughlin calling in. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
Heart for Healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Dr. Victor Gian with Tennessee Oncology is our Heart for Healing honoree. A patient described him as a caring physician who takes the extra steps to care for you. They continue, Dr. Gian researches your best medical options. They note that even when the news may not be what anyone wants to hear, you can tell he cares. Thank you, Dr. Victor Gian, with Tennessee Oncology, for the compassion you bring to our community. They concluded, I believe God had our paths cross.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS. The honoree will enjoy a dinner for two at Peter D's Restaurant.
WGNS! Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Murfreesboro Police Officer James O'Rourke made a citizen's assistance call one afternoon. It was one of those days when the weather was treacherous, and the Rover bus let a handicapped passenger off at a stop. Seeing that the rider had a challenge with the weather, the bus driver called for help. Officer O'Rourke arrived and asked if he could help the man by taking him home. And while doing that, he purchased his dinner as well. That's Murfreesboro Police Officer James O'Rourke.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
All right, let's go. All right, we're back. Thank you, Dalton. Appreciate it. Leanne Bedsoe, Lisa Eyeshide with us. Dalton Barrett's on the board, by the way. I haven't mentioned him tonight. I always appreciate him. He does such a good job for us.
Brian, you got a great son. And he's also very good looking. Young man to look at.
It's been hard to focus.
I'm the host.
Oh, and Ed's here,
sorry,
too.
Sorry.
Ed's here, too. I forgot to say.
I can get this type of treatment at home, folks. I want to.
You sure you don't want to stretch this out to 2 hours?
Help Lisa out and Leanne's. At least I could do after all the kindness they've shown me tonight. We want to talk about getting people out to vote because this is an odd time to vote. It's in August. It's not in November.
Right.
Yes.
And we've run across that just out campaigning. We hit Jazz Fest pretty hard, and some people just said, I'm not going to vote. And I'm like, why? Why are you not voting? Well, I don't know who to vote for. I said, well, this isn't the national election. He went national, and I said, this is local. Well, I just don't know if I'm going to vote on anything. And you know what? Don't be mad if you don't vote. You know, don't gripe if you don't vote.
My mom and dad always told us that, you know, if you're not going to vote, don't gripe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please don't.
And I've voted in... Lord, I've voted in so many elections, I can't remember. I've voted
and that's
in
why we're coming to your house to door knock, because we know you're a voter.
Well, you're not coming to eat or anything, are
you? Oh, yeah, we're coming right at lunch dinner.
We'll try and
tell Joni.
I'll probably be busy. But but I really,
we got like 200,000 people in this county, and I think in the August election, you might get 20,000 to vote on a good day.
You might, and it's sad.
Less than that, probably.
It's really sad.
Please make a point to get out and vote. Y'all, our local elections mean so much. I know that the presidential election is important, but Murfreesboro and Rutherford County is important as well. So take the time to use your vote and get out. And we make it as easy as possible. If you want to know about how to register to vote, you can go by the Election Commission. If you go online, I think they have a form you can fill out. If we come to your door, we've got those forms with us. We want to try to get people involved.
I want to throw this out, too, if I could, if you don't mind. Navonda Lilly is running for Murfreesboro City School. They were on the what is that name of that show? The Beat Goes On at 6 tonight. Got to meet her, fine lady. And Kurt Wade, one of your friends, Lisa. And for city council, right?
Yes. Right.
Murfreesboro City Council. I wanted to throw their names out there. And these are two fine people. And you need to lend them their support if you're in Murfreesboro City, okay? Obviously, I'm out in the county. And, you know, and you can get yard signs from Lisa's office.
Right.
Lisa, tell them how to get a hold of you, where you're
at. Well, I was going to tell you, we have a Lisa Eyeshide for Judge Facebook page, and on that Facebook page is a where you can go to the Election Commission what's that called? Like a
link.
A link. That's it. That's it. There's big words.
It takes two, and it's 5 till 10.
Wow.
I usually go to bed at 9. But otherwise, you can look on Facebook. You can. We got Twitter. We've got Instagram. We monitor that. We reply to anything you guys send to us. I've got an office on the square at 131 North Church Street. If you need to call me, 896-7060. Leanne has her number on all the back of all bathrooms in Rutherford County.
Yeah, let me give that to you really quickly in case you don't have it.
Well, that's right. That's the number I got at the truck stop the other night. And that 896-7060, I said, I know that number. It was late, but I mean, you know.
It was late. And you weren't expecting all this.
No.
So,
no.
You know, I would say contact me, Leanne Bedsole, 615-904-4887. Google Lisa, because we can get assigned to you. Find us. You can find us just about anywhere. We're making ourselves very accessible. So,
sure.
Please ask us if you want a sign. I know there are a lot of people. We just got those. We're putting up our big signs. It's a lot of fun.
We just started putting our big signs up. You know, it's about time right now. We're learning these things. They said 60 days beforehand. So we put out about 30 this last week, and we'll get some more out there. And then
it's going to be green
little
and blue.
Signs. Yes.
It's green and blue, and we're going to paint this town.
We're going to paint this town. Well, you bring the bucket and the brush, honey. I'm doing it.
Yes.
And it's if I can get Dalton out of the way. And
good luck. He's 16 and 6'4".
I'm 6'4", too.
Oh,
I'm like that guy said on that. He said, how tall are you anyway? He said, I'm 7'4". He said, you ain't no 7'4". He said, according to the life insurance tables, I am. A person that weighed 350 pounds should be at least 7'4".
I'm going to use that.
They asked me once, I joined a health club, said, how much have you lost? I said, it's been about $500 so far. But I do know about losing weight because I've lost more than 2,800 pounds in my life. So I can tell you about losing weight.
Wow. Well, I know where we can find it.
Okay. Oh, Lisa, I didn't know you were bringing a guest. man, it's been great. Listen, it has really. It's been a pleasure to see you again.
It's been fun. Thanks
it
for
has,
having us.
It has, and we'll have you back, okay? And
thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
I know you do, and you don't. I'm telling you, go for it, lady. Do it.
I appreciate
and
it.
And I want you to know we're behind you all the way. And
I would appreciate everybody voting for me. I'm going to ask you on the air, and hopefully we'll get to shake your hand and ask you personally.
Yes. And she will, I'll tell you. Like I said, folks, if you're wanting to know about this candidate, I can tell you. And with the Eyeshide family, like many other fine families here in Rutherford County, you don't have to listen to them tell you what they'll do. If you give them just a couple minutes, they'll show you. Okay? You don't have to listen to a bunch of hot air. That's my job. And Leanne's pretty good at it, too. So. I had to get a jab at you somewhere, lady.
I'm happy to come every week if you need me to, Ed. Just, you know, just put out the call.
Oh, that's okay.
Don't throw away my card. Don't. It has my number on it.
Don't worry, lady. I'll remember you. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will have you back, and we'll probably replay this show in a month or so. I want to give you all the support that we can. Thank you all so much.
Ed. Thanks again.
Edwin Lee Raymer, the PI Show, here from WGNS. Dalton, if you'll play us out, we're going to get out of here and let you go home. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Talk to you next Sunday.